If you stand in the center of Illinois' Capitol building and look up, it's stunning. Mighty columns support an inner dome of illuminated stained glass. 9,000 pieces of glass in bright yellow, orange, blue, white, with the Illinois State Seal in the center. There's a plaster frieze painted bronze encircling the dome with paintings of historical scenes, so it's so high, making them out is admittedly difficult. It's a sight that still awes David Rice, even after he spent 10 years at the State House as a representative from Southern Illinois.
Every day you wake up and you walk into the Capitol, and every now and then you get a chance to look up and see the rotunda. But you always feel that special feeling when you walk on the floor, and if you ever lose that, it's time to go.
Rice says it'll be even more special now,
knowing that we have a seat at the table and an ally in the governor's office.
Rice, like many other Republican legislators, has never served with a member of his party as governor. From 2003 until this week, Democrats controlled not only the governor's office, but also both chambers of the General Assembly, even the state Supreme Court, and not by small margins either. Democrats outnumber Republicans nearly 2-1 in the Senate and have a supermajority in the House, too. That means Democrats have been able to pretty much do what they want. They've passed budgets, an income tax hike, changes to the state's election laws, all without a single Republican vote. That won't change. Democrats only lost one legislative seat in November's election. It's what else happened in November that will alter what happens in Springfield.
The election of Governor Rauner changes the political dynamic dramatically.
Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio.
Now, we can hope, but we cannot assume that change will result in better outcomes for our state.
To make Illinois better, Redonio says, legislators must bridge their partisan differences. Working with Republicans may seem like something Democrats would guard against, but it's the opposite. In his speech at the House's swearing-in,
let me offer my personal congratulations to Representative
Speaker Michael Madigan literally welcomed
the other House Republicans upon your election to the House, and also upon the election of Governor Rauner. I and the House Democrats wish to welcome you back to the active participation in state government.
If you didn't catch it, let me make this clear. Madigan's welcome was meant as a jab. Though Madigan, who is the country's longest-serving House Speaker, hasn't always given Republicans the opportunity to be involved, Republicans have also been able to use that to their advantage. They've been able to sidestep tough, politically dangerous votes by leaving all of that to the Democrats. Madigan, as well as Senate President John Cullerton, have made it clear, not anymore. With a Republican governor, they're going to demand that Republican legislators share the political pain. And make no mistake, there will be pain. Madigan says Illinois is looking at a $10 billion deficit over the next couple of years.
With the loss of revenue caused by the expiration of the Illinois income tax increase, there will be many difficult roll calls up ahead. And we Democrats are very anxious to work together on those tough roll calls. Right, everybody?
Anxious is an apt word.
Well, everybody's in a good mood today, but I think ultimately everybody's waiting. Even the Republicans are waiting to hear what our governor has to say in terms of what he wants to do. Been very light on details up to this point, so when he lays those out, I think we all will probably have a deep breath and go, here we go.
That's Democratic Representative Will Davis of suburban Hazelcrest. After the swearing-in, he and other legislators had full slates of inauguration parties to attend, some of which Governor Rauner stopped by. In a tweet, Rauner said he had a great afternoon visiting with all legislators, looking forward to working together. But while the champagne may have been flowing this week, the bipartisan bubble may well burst after he gives his budget address February 18th. I'm Amanda Vinicky.